It's better over here.
After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
B,
yo.
Do you think DQ will provide a definitive update?
No. I don't need you to finish answering that question. And I don't expect him to.
When do you think we find out who the Commanders starter is?
Game time decision.
You think it's like Sunday morning?
Yeah.
I kind of do, too.
Yeah. You know what?
Because even if they know, what's the point?
We can lean to stuff and tell you what we hope and what we're thinking, but you know what? You don't need to know everything. Especially the Bears don't need to know everything.
Yeah. If nothing else, even the Bears probably think they're seeing Mariota, is my guess.
Yeah.
But there's no point in telling them.
But the thing about it, if the Bears saw last week, what the Bears need to do is prepare for the offense that the Commanders run.
Right.
They didn't change the offense because Jaden wasn't in there. They run what they run. And I so love the way that they do things now where for years I watch our offense be dictated to by somebody else's defense. And now we're dictating to them.
Totally.
Oh.
Totally. The more pressing question, because we're not going to find out the quarterback answer. And we will take your calls here, 800-636-1067. Do you want them to be buyers or sellers at the deadline? And if you want them to be buyers, be legit. Like, how much are you willing to spend? Because if anybody – what's your favorite trade? Peter John Ramos for Shaq?
Yeah, that's the one that everybody would call Scott Jackson about, and it would make him so upset. He would turn beet red because he's like, who the hell's going to do that? Nobody would do that.
Right.
But every fan thinks just because you want somebody that, oh, you can automatically get it. You can offer what the hell you want. If the person that you're offering is not legit, then nobody wants them.
Ben Standig, I would say, is a friend of the program. He's actually my real-life human friend. We went to the same high school about 10 years apart. I often run into him, or I used to run into him at the Starbucks near my house before the property developers tore it down to build a new one. Standig covers the Commanders for The Athletic, and The Athletic did a full 32-team should they buy, should they sell, and there was a should they stand pat option. Mm-hmm. Standig on the Commanders gives them a stand pat valuation. I'm reading now.
Okay.
Hear me out because we've got some caveats. First off, the plan entering the 2024 offseason focused on year-over-year contention rather than a quick fix. That shouldn't change with round 1 through 4 picks despite the surprising winning record and a dynamic Jaden Daniels. Washington isn't one player away from joining the league's top tier, especially on defense, and has several long-term holes. Now, the caveats. If there's a young player GM Adam Peters thinks is worthy of a multi-year contract and valuable draft picks, maybe. Same if the team is at least 6-3 by the deadline, which potentially became trickier with Daniels week-to-week with a rib injury. Make a deal involving late-round picks, swap or straight-up, for a veteran CB or DL depth. Let's talk. Mm-hmm. I largely agree with that.
Yeah, totally. I think standing pat, listen, if you end up 6-2, 7-2, you're doing that with this team right here. And if you don't seem to be one player away why go do everything just for one player? Because you're going to have to build something next year again, right? And if you go and get a player that's going to make you jump that high, you're giving up a lot for that player.
And I
don't know who's going to give that player up.
To me, it's all it's like so dumb to really try to surmise what they should or shouldn't do because every specific situation is so unique. Mm-hmm. And I think – I mean, just think about it. I think if Denzel Ward is available and the contract has some certainty to it and you know the type of player you're getting – yeah, give up a second because a dude like that probably costs you a first. Mm-hmm. They're like, everybody wants to talk about receivers, and that's terrific. I don't really understand it. The offense happens to be first in the NFL.
Yeah, yeah. I don't think people really look at that. A lot of times people don't allow themselves time to think about what they actually are saying. They want to just give up something because they think this is going to make us better. That's not a guarantee. That giving up something and trying to move forward may mess up your chemistry. But if you could get a guy like a Denzel Ward or somebody on that defensive side that's going to be – and like I keep saying, if you could have them for an extended period of time, you want to do something in that nature. You want to trade a lot for something that somebody going to be here the rest of this year and then they're gone.
Right.
Because there's no guarantee you will make it to a Super Bowl.
I just think it's like – To definitively say, oh, it can't be a day two pick. No, it definitively cannot. That is not what I would think about, but if something crazy happens, you got the chips. You got to be ready to play the hand.
Yeah.
And they got cap space immediately and plenty more next year, and they got assets. They got four top 100 picks. Otherwise, sure, you're just looking for something cheap of value. Mm-hmm. But you know what everybody else is looking for? Something cheap of value.
Yeah, and that's the thing about it. When you start talking about we should trade for this person, what is it that don't let you all know that somebody else may be trying to trade for that person? And then once somebody else comes into it, then you may get to the point where you got to give up more than you thought you wanted to give up. Because I don't know why we always think that every time we start talking trade, we are the only people with the chips or the upper hand. It has to be somebody liking something. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
If somebody likes what you're offering, cool, you got it.
Let's try these phones. Cliff is in Delaware. Cliff, you want them to be buyers or sellers?
Good morning, y'all. Buy, buy, but buy smartly. If we can get that secondary fixed, I believe they need to address it, and here's why. You know that you've got your quarterback. You got him on a rookie deal. You got the cap room, the cap space. I know our GM is a smart man. You got to try to fix those pieces around him and take advantage of that rookie period on that deal.
I agree with you. But
you think you have to go all in this year? That's what you're saying?
But the rookie deal also lasts
five years. You can get a person that may – and you may only be able to get a person because we can talk about what we want about the salary cap. You still want to keep yourself in position next year when free agency truly hits where you can start getting some guys.
Yeah, I agree. I wasn't saying go all in. I was saying go full bore Dan Snyder. I was just saying if there's a piece that's going to get you to where we need to be mindful we got that rookie deal. Thank you, brothers.
Yeah.
Thanks, man. Let's go to Londell. Londell, you want buyers or sellers at the deadline?
Good morning, gentlemen. I'm definitely a buyer. And basically what you just said also, when I called in, I was high on trying to get Denzel Ward, possibly giving up maybe if it was optional a second, maybe a third round, because that Denzel Ward is only 27, doesn't turn 28 to next year. And it seems like most of this offseason just passed, they were getting guys that were in their prime, except for Bobby Wagner, in their age range from 24 to 28. And so I say stick with that same routine. There's the awards in that area, or the other Cleveland cornerback that's just as talented.
Yeah, Newsom, J.C. Horn, there's going to be corners available, and I don't think they'll cost you as much. I'm just saying if you have an opportunity to add an elite player, don't be so nervous that you can't make a move because of like some preconceived notion of what is required to build. Because if you look at the Niners, they had to give up a lot to get Christian McCaffrey. But you know what? He made their team great. And they got a pretty sweetheart deal on the Trent thing, honestly. But they gave up a lot to go get Trey Lance. They attacked success. You look at what the Rams did when they won a Super Bowl by sending Goff and picks and eating cap space. But
what I would say to people, I understand all that. But with all the stuff they did, they still ain't won that Super Bowl yet, right?
Who?
The 49ers.
Niners. Yeah.
So that's what I want people to understand. Like, everyone wants to just go now because we're sitting at 5-2. It's not guaranteed that you're going to win it.
Right.
Okay? So if the plan is a long-haul thing, I think, yes, if you see somebody, you go get it. But to think that they got to go all in, that's the wrong thought process.
Totally.
Because this thing is a long-haul bill, and it will be sitting so pretty next year with all the stuff they have sitting right there.
You know what I'm curious about? And I don't know that they really have a piece that would qualify, but it was only a month ago probably that – a lot of people were like, yo, they should be sellers at the deadline.
Oh, they were.
Where are the sellers? Where's the Mike Sellers callers?
You know why? Because all of a sudden we see some level of success, but this is the thing that people don't see. You're having a success with the people that have all bought in. You bring somebody else from the outside in here, they may not buy in. They may come with their own mindset of what they want, because some of them that's going to be traded for are going to be trying to get a big deal next year. So they want the ball every time. They want to jump on it, jump everything instead of playing the defense like it's supposed to be played.
Right. It's just fascinating because, one, how much things can change after a couple wins, you know? There is some reality to if Allen was still around. I don't know, but he's injured now. And
when you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, like Alo, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on a required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Hold on. I think we got one for you, B. We're going down to St. Leonard, Maryland. Our guy, Jay.
St. Leonard.
Jay, you buying or selling?
Leonardtown, huh?
Tell us there's no other choice but to buy right now. Jaden Daniels has showed he's the man. Okay. We've got a great offense. We can just about do anything with this team if we can stop somebody else from scoring. And I think we need to fix that secondary first. And if it costs us some money, some cap space, and maybe a second-round pick, hell, maybe a first-round pick. Go ahead and get me Denzel Ward. I'm going to get that shut down. We need our Daryl Green. We don't have one. We don't have anything close to him. Go get him. If you can't get him, if it's too much, go ahead and get Newsom. We got a couple of guys out there that could really do some good things for this defense. Help them out. Let's shock the world and go win the Super Bowl this year.
And we have plenty of
cap space. Yeah, by the time anybody has to pay Jaden, holy crap. I mean, who do we have to pay right now in the next year or two that we have to have?
That's actually a pretty interesting question. Expiring contracts, now a lot of these guys they brought in this year on one-year deals.
Yeah.
Wagner, not Luvu and Armstrong got multi-year deals. Eckler, Ertz, Farrell, Fowler. I mean, a lot of these dudes are on multi-year deals.
I like the enthusiasm, but you know what?
I love the enthusiasm.
That kills me is they always automatically assume just because you make a trade, you're guaranteed to go do something. There is no damn guarantee. So if you make that trade, you don't win, then what you going to be saying?
Right.
Oh, non-successful. No. You're still going to have a position where you were successful this year, and you can still go chase it. But it's no guarantee with nothing that you do.
B, we found one. We got a seller. Mike is in Virginia. What up, Mikey?
So the beginning of the year, before the season started, the expectation was, okay, 5-6 wins at the highest. We've already exceeded those expectations. Why not sell the pieces? It's kind of like a Madden thing, but sell all your pieces, get the draft picks for next year. We already know Adam Peters can do what he does in the draft. Why not get rid of the old pieces, to get 5th, 6th, 7th
theoretically,
round pick and let him work.
Theoretically, Mike, I can understand what you're saying theoretically. Who are those pieces that you're selling?
Well, I like the secondary, personally, me. But they're not – that's kind of a weakness. So if you can get – I don't want to, but if you can get Forbes out the door for a 6th-round pick, why not do it? Because you can find something in the 6th round. He's proven he can do what he needs to do in the draft.
The thing about it, somebody's going to have to be offering you and asking you for him to get him out the door. So if nobody is asking you for him, what makes you think they're going to be willing to give a 6th or a 5th or whatever?
Yeah, and for who?
Forbes.
Bro, you're not getting a 5th or a 6th for Forbes right now. He's been a healthy scratch 2 of the last 4 games. Like, did you think they should have gotten some value for Jamin also, sir?
Personally, no. But like I said, I'm blinded by the fandom of the players. I was like, oh, that's the next big thing.
I got to be honest, Mike, still, I believe you.
Yeah.
I appreciate the call, though, dude. Thank you. I love it. My man's like, yeah, I know the secondary's bad, but personally, I really like
him. I like him.
I appreciate that call a lot. I appreciate the sincerity. Let's try Cairo in Ashburn. Cairo, you buying or selling?
I would say buy, if anything. But, I mean, I would say no more than a 3rd is what we should give up. Conditional 3rd, I guess, but I mean, honestly, I think Adam Peters and this organization at this point has earned more than enough trust from all of us that, like, whatever decision they might buy, sell, stand pat, like, hey, I've got no reason to believe that it's the wrong decision at this point, at least in my opinion.
See that call right there is where I'm at. Everybody wants to say how much they believe in Adam Peters, but everybody won't tell him what to do because they like something or like somebody. If the man goes and make that move, you know what? It was the move to make. If he doesn't, then he has a mindset, well, you know what? I can wait till next offseason. You may be able to get Jaden Daniels on a rookie deal and draft somebody that may be a next corner on a rookie deal. You never know. But if you go and you make all your little stuff right now and you don't get that, then what happens? What do you say?
Especially if Washington is becoming a place where players want to be at, it'll probably be cheaper to get them in free agency than giving up capital for them late, like right now. So it's like, why give up capital for them right now when if they want to come here anyway in free agency, you know, you can give them the contract that you want, and you can still keep that draft pick. Like, yeah, right now that doesn't help us, but down the road, which is what they said, you know, why buy now when you can buy later?
Thanks for the call, bud.
Because, like, some of these guys that everyone is saying, let's go trade for them now, they may be free agents next year.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So what if you give it up now and then they become a free agent and then they leave you next year? What did you really accomplish?
I
understand they're going to say, well, if we go win a Super Bowl, that's not easy, people. You don't just make a couple of moves and go win a damn Super Bowl.
It's incredibly hard. And it's not to say it can't happen, but they played Baltimore. And if you want to say, yeah, you know, they were right there, they kept it within a score, but they were frequently down two. So and you can't take too much away from a game in mid-October anyway. I think it's a stand pat unless there's some sort of move that you have to make.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts. It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in, trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole with its V-shaped stud configuration is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.